The reason for this module is something we have to discuss. Generalist struggle. Now, I don't mean being a generalist in that you do food, interior design, and people. That's fine. But generalists who shoot everything, automotive, ducks, landscape, water, it doesn't matter. Too many things. It's not because they're not talented. It's not because they aren't working hard, but because clients don't know why to choose them. When a client looks at your work, they're not asking, is this photographer good? They're asking themselves, is this photographer right for me? And your niche answers that question. A strong niche does three things immediately. It simplifies your pitch, it tightens your portfolio, and it makes your marketing easier instead of harder. This module is about getting specific enough to be hireable without boxing yourself into a corner. The niche triangle, that's what I call it. There are three sides to it. First, what you love shooting. Not what you tolerate, not what you should shoot. Oh, please don't shoot what you think you should shoot, but what you actually enjoy enough to keep doing. Second, what are you technically strong at? Lighting, composition, control, consistency? Not what you hope you're good at, what you really handle well. And third, what actually pays in your market. This part matters more than people like to admit. If no one is paying for it where you live or where you market, it's not a business niche. Where those three overlap, that's your niche. Not a vibe, not a personality trait, a practical intersection of interest, skill, and demand. Write it down and don't overthink it. Your positioning statement. Once you have that overlap, we can turn it into language. One sentence. Clear. It can be boring even. Vague, it can't be. So here's the structure. I help audience or industry with type of photography so they can specify benefit. Not so I can express myself, so they can solve a problem. For example, I help local coffee shops with mouth-watering beverage photography so they can attract more daily customers. That's it. No poetry, no padding, no ego. Well, mouth-watering, maybe. Your job here is not to sound impressive. Your job is to be understood. Write one sentence. You can refine it later, but you need a starting point. Show, don't say. Here's the part most photographers skip. A niche is only real if your portfolio proves it. Saying I specialize in X means nothing if your work doesn't back it up. So you're going to plan 3 to 5 mini projects, small, focused shoots that reinforce your positioning. Not random shoots, not whatever I feel like. Each one should answer the question, if a client in my niche saw this, would they feel confident in hiring me? These projects don't need permission. You've got that. They don't need a client. They don't need much intention other than to fulfill that one simple desire. If a client in my niche see this work, would they feel confident in hiring me? Plan them, schedule them, and shoot them. Here's a quick reality check. Ask yourself a few honest questions. What kinds of clients actually excite me, and why? Which part of my work feels natural instead of forced? And if I could only pursue one type of assignment this year, what would it be? Those answers matter more than trends or opinions. So your action this week is to understand that the module is not theoretical. This week, you'll complete your niche triangle, write a one-sentence positioning statement, choose 3 mini projects that reinforce it, and schedule the first one. Not soon, this week. Now, if you've done these things, not thought about them, not tweaked them endlessly, but actually done them, your niche is being defined, and your pitch is being clarified. This clarity is what gets you hired. Move on only after this work is done.